Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, let's get Bridget on the phone here. She wants some help here. She disrespected a best friend years ago and would like to reconcile, but something like this goes on your permanent record, I'm afraid. Hey, Bridget, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Okay, bring us up to speed here. What did you do?
Well, several years ago, it was the beginning of one of the worst mistakes I ever made. I've regretted it so much. I started hooking up with my best friend's fiance.
That's bad.
Yeah. I think you expected that reaction from us.
Where I come from, that's bad.
Yeah. Not good.
No, everywhere. And the first time it happened, you know, was too many drinks. But I can't use that as an excuse because we went on hooking up and... At the same time, I was helping her plan her wedding to him.
Oh. You're the worst, boo!
Boo! Tomato.
Right. She already knows that. She didn't come here for that.
Oh, what a terrible person. Click E. All right, so how many years ago was that?
God, it was several years ago now. Maybe like 7 or 8. So, I mean, obviously I know it was bad and she had no idea what was going on and that her relationship with him and with me was not really what she thought it was going to be. You know, but we ended it before the wedding. We knew it was wrong and they went ahead and got married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then a few months later, though, he started, like, texting me in the middle of the night, the you up kind of thing, and, you know, nothing went on between us at that time, but we texted about what had happened in the past, and she wound up seeing that. She saw that text conversation.
So was that not received well?
Of course not. Our friendship ended. You know, they had problems, and... I was really ashamed and humiliated. I don't blame her for ending the friendship. And they stayed together and tried to work through it. And they lasted a few years and just recently separated. They're going through a divorce. And, you know, over the years, I've tried to message her and I've tried to, you know, I really wanted to apologize. But I think she's blocked me not only on social media, but like blocked my email and phone. And I wrote her an email to apologize, never heard anything. I don't even know if she saw it.
Yeah.
You know, I just want her to know that I'm truly sorry. I am so sorry. And I hope that she can forgive me. And if she ever does, you know, I would love to reconnect with her because I really miss her, so I'm wondering if you could get my message to her.
Yeah, we already have, so we'll give you some results here in a little bit. But let's go ahead and chew on this for a while. So Mo and I have already said before, like, he and I just we don't forgive very easily. This one here would go on a permanent record for me. Like, the hurt would be so deep. She lost a sister, her sister, basically. If you're saying you're her best friend, her sister was messing around while helping her plan for her wedding. I would never be able to get over that.
Yeah, for me personally, there's a few things you just can't apologize for, and this is one of those things. It's way too many violations. The fact that you did it, the fact that you continued to do it, the fact that you knew this information and kept it from me and allowed me to marry this person, the fact that you watched all of that happen, there's just no way I would ever be able to look at you the same as a friend, let alone a best friend. And the apology for me would just be to not be a part of my life for the rest of my life. That would just be me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she wants to hear from you at all. And I guarantee you, she's seen those apologies. So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with this because if your goal is just for her to know that you're sorry, I think she knows that you're apologizing. I just don't think she's in a place, understandably, where she could accept it.
Yeah, I feel like, Bridget, this is going to be harsh and this is going to be brutal. I think this is extremely selfish on your part. We are 7 to 8 years removed from this. I think this is self-serving to apologize at this point. She's blocked you for a reason. And to drudge all of this back up again and open those wounds when she and her husband are no longer together. And I'm not saying it's all your fault. He definitely is culpable and has to be accountable for his responsibility in this. But you obviously played a huge part. Yeah, this is reaching out to her so you can say sorry. This has nothing to do with her. This has everything to do with you.
Well, I mean, that part's already done because Tommy reached out to the...
Well, if I would have known, I would have put my big old foot down.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to get a great reaction from this. Just one more detail before we move on, and then we'll give you the results in a couple minutes. Her reaction, obviously, to you was not great. Was it a face-to-face? Was it over the phone? Was there yelling? How did it... The last conversation you had with her was what?
She just sent me a text and said, you know, that she just couldn't be friends with me anymore. And then there was just no more, correspondence between us.
So there wasn't like a lot of, I mean, if that's it, just like, hey, I can't talk to you. There must've been more than that. Like, how could you do this? Nothing like that?
Well, not really, because it was so obvious what had happened, and she just, I mean, she was angry at the time, of course, and then I couldn't get to her at all, so that's why I said I figured she blocked me every way she could, which I do understand.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so our studio director, Tommy, has already reached out to her to see if she's even remotely interested in reconciling with you. So hang with us for a couple of minutes. We will come back and we will read the text exchange between Tommy and your former best friend, Nicole, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll do it next on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.